My love, do you know what the best alcohol in the world is? I have had the festive amount of alcohol. I have been cheery, I have been sociable. I am in fishnets, for Christ's sake. They look really cool, but it kind of hurts to go to the bathroom, man. And I've needed to pee since we got here, so I plan to keep hydrated by drinking the alcohol and then running around so I like sweat out the liquid. You know what I mean? It's a very, very sexy thought. Me trying to hold in my pee, running around being sweaty. Chef's kiss on that girlfriend's sexiness. Are you having fun? It's not a competition. You can have as much fun as you like. You can have as much as me. Less than, more than, the world is your oyster. Can I tell you something that I really would like to tell you? You look so fucking delicious, and I wanna just hump you in a corner. Just sort of like, I would just like to be like, I'm having so much fun. And now I'm a little bit drunk and horny, and I just wanna, you know, consensually, wholesomely rub up against you. Yes, parties make me horny. Alcohol makes me horny. You make me horny. It's the unholy trio of horniness. It's a Halloween party. We can't expect to be totally PG-13. Or is dry humping technically PG-13? I'm not familiar with the certification and qualifications. What? What? Why are you laughing at me? Isn't it nice? You are definitely laughing. Why are you laughing at me? Funny? It's rude. You are a rude, rude person. And the only reason I am with you is because I love you unconditionally and you have a very sexy butt. So, you're lucky that those two things are a reality in this universe. Why are you laughing? Oh, it's nice to be adorable, but occasionally a girl would like to be sexy. No, you said adorable. No getting out of this one. You can't be adorable and sexy. It's against the rules. No. Really? That's so nice. Love it when you find me adorable and sexy. People, hello. How's it going? Why does everybody keep saying that? I'm fine. I'm just enjoying myself. The world is on fire. Jobs are stressful. And there's only so many opportunities presented to me where I get to wear a fishnet. So, I am going to make the most of it. Please and thank you. Are you kidding? This is a great party. Everybody's eating, it's dark, there's flashy lights, there's alcohol that tastes like candy. You knocked it out of the park. I take that as a compliment. We are just discussing a very important and serious matter. Well, they were talking about staying here and enjoying all this, and I was like, that's a good argument, but also that corner looks like a fantastic place to kiss me. What? Don't be embarrassed. They're our friends. They know we kiss, don't you guys? Oh no! I let out the deep dark secret. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me for my salacious ways. Ugh, what will my mother say? Oh, good God, no. Don't even mention that. No! Honey, they once saw us holding hands. It's all over! That is so true! If you can't be debauched on Halloween, then when can you be debauched, honey? I love our friends. You are so smart. This is why we are friends with you. And it is so in keeping with my character. Nope. Guess again. I am a fishnet wearing certified Halloween pervert. Thank you. Thank you. I worked so hard on both my costume and my character. I mean, I went method. I don't know. And the night's not over. I have so much more work to do. Honey, I'm sorry, but for the sake of my character's integrity, I'm afraid you might have to go over to that corner with me and make out. I know. I have so much of you. I'm so sorry. Bye, guys. I love our friends. I didn't expect you to sit down, my kid. Mm. As long as you drag me with you, that's fine. PG-13 pervertedness only. Gotcha. That means I can still kiss your neck though, right? What, my darling? Is everybody staring? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh. This is quite a lot of people. Does it make you uncomfortable? I don't want you to feel weird. I want you to feel happy and light and really, really excited to go home. Why would that be? I was thinking, since it is Halloween, we could go home and do the smash.
They did the monster smash.
Thank you. I know, but they're only our friends. And they wish us debauchery and orgasms, and that's just friendship personified. But I'm a genuine Halloween fishnet wearing pervert. They have to twist things to my own agenda. I'm sorry I molested you in front of our friends. Yes, it was a consensual molestation, but still. I need to learn that you may not do things the way I do them, and I'm sorry. I just love kissing you so much. Being on top of you and snuggling you and biting your little cheek. Doing it again, I'm sorry. Oh, sorry. I do love you wholesomely, too. It's just... sometimes my unwholesomeness is just like... it's so big and throbbing and always on the precipice of coming out. I'm sorry you were such a lustful woman, but I hope it's part of my charm. Really? Really, really? Like Shrek and Fiona? Oh, well, I believe you. Eventually return to our abode for a more consensual molestation. Well, I think that's a generous offer. I am. I may be a pervert, but I am nothing if not a reasonable pervert. Mm-hmm.